Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Well, this is one of the big wins for me. I said, we'll do it. We'll volunteer. Perfect. Right here. These three bags right here. These three bags. And
as tribute.
We volunteer as tribute. I volunteer as tribute. My name is Catnip or whatever her name. Katniss.
Catnip.
So,
do you eat wings. It on the plane while you wait?
No, we were eating before.
I'd like to check this gumbo, please.
Well, I've seen wings on a plane before.
Of course.
And then we chill out.
How does it fly if it doesn't have wings?
The winner of the drunkest cast member goes to...
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Good morning, everyone. How is everybody doing after this is only three real days in Las Vegas. This is two, really, if you really want to be serious about it. I mean, you come in on Thursday, do Friday and Saturday, and then leave on Sunday morning. I left at 6 a.m. How you boys doing? How's everybody doing after Las Vegas?
I would say better now than I was when I awoke on Saturday afternoon.
You know, it was a fabulous send off for us at the wee hours of the morning. We left, what time did we get up? 3:30 in the morning on Sunday.
I'm sorry I missed the parade of you guys.
Yeah, with the parade when they left, yes. When we left. 3:30 in the morning, we got a cab at, I think, 4. And at 4:15-ish, something around that. As we came down to the lobby of our hotel, the last person I saw was a P1 listener and really noted fame meister based on his track record, Mr. Dirk Vastrid, who came walking up to me. And what did he say? Let me see if I can remember the quote exactly, because I want to get it right.
Yeah.
He said to me, is there anything I can help you with?
The
can I help you with anything at all?
Hey, I have a question
Dirk
about that.
Dirk was there from the night before, where I'd gotten my 4.5 hours of sleep. Dirk was there hanging, and he was leaving at 9 o'clock tonight. Oh yeah.
Oh wow.
Okay. Why turn the sound off on the phone? There you
is. That Dirk asking if you need anything?
No, I think everything's.
I've just landed. Do you need anything?
Was Dirk, since that was technically still Dirk Saturday night when you saw him, was he still dressed in his 80s garb?
No, he had made a change. He'd made a costume change.
That is a key element.
That helps paint the picture.
Pulling an all-nighter.
There's a reason that Dirk is in the Listener Hall of Fame. If we had 10,000 Dirks, we would be set. I don't really know where to start on what I believe was the best weekend. We've done a lot of these, and they've all been great. This was the greatest of the great. We had that kind of energy from the word go. It has now officially evolved. When we do our TMOS live show, it has evolved into a weekend and a convention is what it is.
Convention is a great word for it. Yeah.
And then somebody else said family reunion, where it was kind of a family reunion. And, We ain't going to stop doing them. We're not sure where we're going to do the next one, but we are going to do another one next year because we have to. It's too good for the show. It's too good for our psyches. I leave on cloud nine. I feel it takes all the poison out of my my paranoid brain and flushes it.
Yeah,
for about 3 days.
It's a cleanse.
It's a Keith Richards blood transfusion. All the heroin is out of your body now.
Right. It's the best. And so I hope for you, Oscar, and you, Rob, that it's as good for you guys as it is for me when I go out there.
Sensational.
Wow.
That's sensational. It is.
The best feeling.
It feels so wonderful that the effort that's put forward. And on my end, and I'm going to say this once, and then hopefully the computers won't crash again.
Okay.
Because I feel it's necessary.
Everyone
record
this. Record this.
I said it to the guys via text, but I'll say it now. On my end, I get on a plane, fly into Las Vegas, write a few little things down on paper, and then Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana do everything. And then Pony helps with Maddie and Mac and our interns, and we have this. And this cannot be overstated that we have a tiny, teeny, tiny operation, and we do a big, goddamn weekend. We do a big show. And then throw in the guys, Robin Joe and Justin Schlegel and the big guy
Eric.
Who danced with you, whatever. What's his name, Rob?
Woodworth.
Eric Woodworth and everybody, you know, Joe Robinson and Joe Robinson's brother.
Robbie.
And add those guys into the mix who put the 80s murder mystery show on. And I get on a plane feeling like I have more backup than anybody should at this level deserve to have. It was that big a weekend for me. And that's how. Now, listen, I know this is the prime directive of DGH, but don't worry. I think the election night is going to be a total bust disaster. I'll come in on Wednesday, seriously, and you will be dealing with Tommy Tampoon.
Look at your psyche as a driver's license. Right now, you're operating on plus points because you know you had some negative points, mm-hmm. But this weekend was like a
cleanse,
like a driver's ed class, and you got like 5 plus points. Do you think you have enough plus points banked up to offset the election?
No. You know what? I did, Rob. Coming into the show, I did until the computer crashed.
Oh, yeah. No!
And then 8 of my points went out the window. I used 8 of my points.
As soon as you said cleanse and you were getting happy, you jinxed it.
Yeah.
I totally jinxed it. And then Rob gets on the phone with me, and that was 8 points there. Then Rob calls me and burns 2 other points by saying, this is exactly what Rob Spiewak said as far as why our computer system crashed. When it effing rains here, our computers have a problem. Boy, Mr. Science, that made me fit. That filled me.
It was
with
Sherlock Holmes, as Sherlock Holmes
that
said.
That is exactly like your allergy theory on all things health.
When Sherlock Holmes,
absolutely, yes,
he said, no matter how unlikely the solution is, if all other things have been eliminated, that's the truth. And rain is sadly a common factor.
Rain in Spain.
Big drenching rain like we're having today.
I'm sorry. They're cables that go underground and they're put
you have a short-term memory. You lived in a neighborhood, the same neighborhood you live in now, that when it rained, it would kill your cable connection.
It's true.
Yeah, but we're fiber optic now.
Well, yeah, but we're not fiber optic here. Yes. We need that.
We live in an old city.
I still don't know.
Copper. We're running copper.
Unless they stole it while we were gone.
Keep burning the points. Just burn 2 of them. I don't know how many I've got left. I've got plenty left, but I don't know where to begin with I hope I thanked everybody associated with the crew and it is never ever, and this is so important. I want to point this out. I said to listeners that bumped into me after the murder mystery show, mm-hmm. and there were only a few people that I chatted with. I said to them that if you catch me prior to our show, you're going to have a slightly different experience than if you catch me after our show, because I can use this analogy. It's like a pitcher on his game day. On his game day, you're just not, you know, you're really, really kind of focused. You're a little uptight, That's funny. And then afterwards, it's like da 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 da, and that's when you want to catch all of us.
Yeah,
you want to catch all of us. We got all the time in the world. We're fine with that. We'll do everything.
It's like a pressure cooker being released.
The pressure cooker is released, and it was a delightful, delightful time. And to everybody that makes the effort, that goes through the airport, and I know it's fun for you guys, but it still means a lot to us that you spend your hard-earned money to come out and be with us, and we just were thrilled. It was I know we say it every year, but this seemed to be maybe the best one we've ever had.
And
I don't know why, but it did. It seemed great.
I would say soup to nuts for our program, one of the most well-planned, organized. Even from the word go, as far as and look, there's always room for improvement, and there is some feedback that we received in not negative that we say, well, maybe we could do this next time. But for walking into a new venue, with a new partner, Zappos.com, and putting on the show within, I would say, a turnaround of 3 days once you arrive, I get there on Wednesday night.
Right,
I get the tour of the theater on Thursday morning. Rob and Pony arrive Thursday afternoon to the theater. We scope everything out. We have 2 pre-show pre-production meetings. And then to turn it around that day, sound check, and then put on the show we put on, pretty fantastic.
And the people at Zappos, all they do is say yes.
Yeah.
Yes, we can do that.
Yeah, but
yes, we have that.
Oscar hit me to the culture at Zappos, which is all about respect and all about hard work, but being kind to people. And you know what? When you've got that relaxed atmosphere, and it's not relaxed because it's Slack relaxed.
No,
it's relaxed because they're decent people, and they hire decent people, and they deal with people in a very respectful way. So, you know, you flash forward to us getting off a plane, and it's like, well, who are these guys that are coming in here? Because here's this wonderful, you know, respectful atmosphere, and in come the pit bulls. You know, what's going on, man? Yeah, I'm here. But it was they didn't miss a beat. And so that helped, too. It helped that we streamlined a little bit, and half of our show, literally half of the show, ended up on the cutting room floor, and we'll do it next year, you know, because we'll add things that we didn't get a chance to do.
Well, they should know that Friday night.
It's your dream scenario, Rob. It's your dream scenario. You left things in the cart that you'll be able to use again. Your work model, your prototype work model, keep it. Hold it, and then you won't have to do the work again. It is absolutely what you live for.
What people don't know is that we actually, Friday night after the show, went back to your hotel room and did those segments.
Just to make sure they'll work next
time. That's right, and we cut a few of them.
Now, and Rob remembered it. I didn't. I was too drunk to remember it.
But, what's that? We recorded them, and that's going to be in the box set. It's a beautiful thing. And Mike, never funnier. You. Never funnier.
Let me say this, when I said... in New Orleans, I said, we can't go roar like we did because our performance suffered the night after. And so let's make sure we're rested.
Fresh.
And we're ready to go. Rob Spiewak informed me that on Thursday night, he went to bed at 9:30.
It's true.
And was completely recharged. Mm-hmm. I don't believe I went to bed Thursday night.
I think I stayed up all night.
Although I saw you Friday morning and you were sparkly. You had an essence about you.
On my way to bed, where I had my 3.5 hours of sleep before the show.
When we saw you, you had crazy. A cam shirt on.
Yeah, you did.
I had my cam shirt.
And you had
what I wore on the plane.
And you had a marvelous energy, because although you may have been suffering from exhaustion, not so tired that you didn't want to F with us. Because three times while we were just talking on the street, you said, I think I'm going to soundcheck with you guys.
Yeah, I'm
going to
go soundcheck.
I think I'm going to go and hang out with you guys.
Yeah, that's it was so much fun. Yeah. And for everybody.
No.
Listen, I think that a lot of people, when the comments that I got were, you know, can you crack me up as Rob Mayer from the Rob and Joe show? I bump into him in the lobby too with Dirk. He was one of the last people. I said, I think we should do 4 days.
Oh, no.
I think you should do four days of, and we'll have a live show. We'll do the murder mystery, and then we can have and then Dirk goes, or you talk up theater. Do talk up theater for do 15 days.
A month.
And do talk up theater. And do it that way. And then Rob says, you know, it's just so much. I'm not leaving Las Vegas. I'm going to stay. I'm going to stay. But it was the best. And for everybody that came out there, if you don't get a chance to do it, look, please do next time.
Please.
And for those people that were kind of last minute, where it didn't work out, you know, we're going to, Oscar says we got a way of figuring that out too.
Yes.
So that we can make
sure
that.
In a good way, so everybody is pre-planned, and if you can't make it, we can fill the seat with the person that can.
Like an airplane does with standby flights.
Yes, yeah. But Mike, I think, you know, I really do want to highlight something you said earlier about a family and feeling like it's a reunion.
Yeah.
I was... corresponding with listeners yesterday on our fan club and just general our Mike O'Mara show page, thanking them, saying or even thanking Mac personally for coming out on his own dime after all these years.
Wonderful, and Mac. Wonderful. Did anything asked of him.
Yeah, he
Mac
was great.
Mac killed it.
And to see him on the zip line above the...
Fremont Street.
Above Fremont Street.
Is that how he got home, or did he come home by plane?
To see that picture is the epitome of how much fun this weekend was.
Yes, it is.
It was great. It's a great city.
A lone boy,
and that's why
alone
we picked
in a big city, just floating above the street.
We pick cities like that. We have not formulated. Usually last year when you were leaving, we told you we were going to do Las Vegas. That's because Las Vegas had had that horrible tragedy, and we wanted to make sure that we announced that that we were going to be there when we were in New Orleans. You know, it is not etched in stone where we're going to do the show next year. We're going to let you know. We're going to have some different logistics as far as how we do stuff. Mm-hmm. There'll be a lot of speculation. I also would...
But as we said, Mike, get your passport.
Stop it. Stop effing with people, please. That was Rob's drunky joke that he wanted me to say. Make sure they get their passports.
They
think we're going to Barcelona.
Yeah,
and we'll go to Toronto.
Did your father make it back from Las Vegas yet?
Safe and sound.
And he left his wife Kathy. Is she still in the hotel room?
Kathy is still at that bar by the casino.
It was something else.
It's odd when your stepmother comes up to you at 6:30 in the morning and drops her hand on her shoulder this hard and says, "Have one more." Have one more.
She's the best.
My dad knows slouch. He was up till 4:30, so you know he got an early night. It was me and Kathy and Bruce, my Uncle Bruce, who made the trip. And Bruce, who knew I did this for a living, but didn't know that it was as big as all of this, and he didn't know that we had such a passionate fan base, and to drop him head first into a weekend in Vegas, he spent most of the weekend with saucer eyes because he couldn't believe what he was seeing. He loved seeing our show. She was great. Everyone was
that's
great.
That's right. And the video cameras. And let's thank the video cameras too.
Yes.
Let's thank our video cameras. Is that are we gonna start the show now?
We can if you like.
Yeah, is your video frozen?
You can't see us. We see you just fine.
Perfect.
Well,
oh my
that's
God! You know what? DGH.
That's all that matters. Yeah, there's the rave again, and now let's start the goddamn show, and then we'll pause and start it in earnest.
All righty.
Thank you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Cousins! What do you think of my spread, huh? Can you believe it? They used to test H-bombs on this beautiful piece of property.
Don't you worry about radiation.
All I know, Clark, is that my teeth have never been whiter and my garden is spitting out 50-pound tomatoes.
I ain't seen a beating like that since somebody stuck a banana in my pants and turned a monkey loose.
Thanks for the pick-me-up, Eddie.
Clark, why don't you just call it a night and let Ellen lick your wounds?
Ellen went to sleep hours ago.
She must be one hell of a sleepwalker.
So that's how they came up with the title Dankeschön.
I mean, thank you.
Thank you in German.
Ellen? What are you doing up? I thought you went to bed.
Clark, Wayne Newton.
Oh, pleased to meet you.
I hear you're into food preservatives, huh? What a gas, huh?
I like it.
As I was telling you, being on the road...
I guess I'll just go upstairs and get some sleep.
Oh, well, okay. Look, let me just tip the piano player. She was marvelous.
Very special lady.
That's why I entered into the sacred bond of marriage with her.
You know, Clark, I love women. I observe them. I cherish them. Don't let that one get out of your sight.
Clark, Wayne has invited us to Shenandoah tomorrow for lunch and festivities.
That's my home.
Oh, my God. It's Wayne Newton. You need a bodyguard? I'd die for you.
Now, I'm about to take you through a fully functioning power plant. So please, no one wander off the damn tour. And please take all the damn pictures you want. Now, are there any damn questions?
Yeah, where can I get some damn bait?
Eddie.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Date. Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
From our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., in the Podcast Village Studios, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, post-Vegas. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS, to our friends, is a worldwide radio show and podcast with a loyal following of listeners who get it. If you're listening right now, you do too. TMOS, always ready to hear from you with our weekly mailbag, our wide-open Wednesday phone calls. Our show is an interactive experience, and we love our audience participation, so please let us hear from you. All over the world, the Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by a new sponsor, Brooke Linen. I have discovered the most amazing Sheets. We love our Brooklinen sheets. Now listen, Brooklinen is the winner of the best online bedding category from Good Housekeeping. Brooklinen.com. I sleep on them every night. Brooklinen.com is the fastest growing bedding brand in the world with over 20,000 five-star reviews. They were founded in 2014 with the mission to bring you luxury sheets without the luxury markup. Did you know that most bedding is marked up as much as 300%?
Wow.
So they take, eliminate the middleman and keep things just between them and the customer. They eliminate the middleman.
They do. What they do. And pass the savings to you.
Sheets that feel great and look great. Two more points. Sheets that feel great and look great with lots of different colors and materials to choose from. Call to action. Sorry, that's me. My Brooklinen sheets are the best, most comfortable sheets I've ever slept on. And Brooklinen.com is giving an exclusive offer just for our listeners. Get $20 off and free shipping when you use promo code TMOS at Brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is so sure you'll love your new sheets that they offer a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee. 60 nights!
That's a lot.
And a lifetime warranty on all of their sheets and comforters. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use promo code TMOS at Brooklinen.com. That's BROOKLINEN.com. Promo code TMOS. Brooklinen, these really are the best sheets ever. And we thank you. So welcome back. It's I'm glad everybody made it back safely. And we got off the plane in West South Florida.
What time did you arrive? Because you left before daylight, didn't you?
About 3:30 in the afternoon. Left at 6 a.m. from Las Vegas, arrived 3:30 in the afternoon here. We walked out to the parking lot to get into our car, and Carla said, look at that. And we looked over at a ridge of blackness in the sky, that purple sky that you get when the skies opened up. If we had been 1 hour late in our flight, we probably would not have landed in Fort Myers. It was that intense, and it was like, welcome back. After the dryness of Las Vegas, welcome to the humidity of Southwest Florida. Gurgle, 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 drip, 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 drip. But it's great to be back here, and it was great to be on the plane with really nothing eventful. Sometimes when I'm flapping my gums in here, I'm bummed because I have nothing really to talk about. But it was really the only thing I would tell you as far as travel is when you have 5 hours in the air and you're going into airports like Houston and Las Vegas, my feeling is, why do they build those trains and those little subways and the... If you're building the train, wouldn't you think that you would have the train open its doors where the gates are?
But they're a mile away.
Houston, Dulles Airport, Las Vegas, modern airports all over the country. These trains, so that you can walk 15 miles to get. And in Houston, Texas, you arrive at gate C, and your other flight is leaving out of gate E. And you might as well take a helicopter to get to your gate with the amount of time
they should provide
that it takes.
A commuter jet from the two gates.
It was not. It's just sometimes at the last few miles of our walk, I just said, what's the point of getting on a? I thought the point of getting on an aeroplane is that you're going to get somewhere faster this way. I mean, covered wagon in some cases could get me there faster.
Were your flights, were they jammed?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I fly United, which means United. What United means is unite everybody in the plane, shoulder to shoulder, and get that. Oh, by the way, so the only, I do remember one thing, right? So there's this NAD on the plane from Vegas, and Lord knows he was going to Florida, too, because we saw him later.
Oh, good.
So they're boarding the plane. The last guy to get on the plane is a guy from Ink Me, or one of those reality shows about tattoos.
Okay.
He's got his face tattooed. He's got his ear. You know, everything that he can do to mutilate himself, he's done successfully. And he's carrying something in a blanket that he is not allowing to put in a normal overhead situation. And we are balls to the wall, and there is no overhead space, to the point where in Las Vegas, Carla and I checked the bags.
Oh.
And we checked it all way through. We were one of the people that volunteered. because she said they come out and practically tell you
they
that this
you.
Is going to happen.
They
right.
They
said, now we have checked our, and she's giving you a count,
yes.
which I'm giving credit to the United Gate person because she's giving us a count. She's, we've checked our overhead bins and we have probably 11 room for 11 more bags.
Mm.
And I look and there are 30 people in
sure.
front of me.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay, Carla, this is the time that you want to do that. If we do it now first, they will check our bags and we will be able to go in front of these 30 and take our time and everything is going to be fine. And
And there's also the bonus is, you know, United charges you per bag. So if you gate check, you save yourself $30.
$60.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's
big
another
win.
Bonus.
Big win.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But I said, she said, no, they're not. I said, yes, if we check. So this is one of the big wins for me. I said, we'll do it. We'll volunteer
perfect.
Right here. These three bags right here. These three bags. And
as tribute.
She we volunteer as tribute. I volunteer as tribute. My name is Catnip or whatever her name. Catniss. So they come over. And I said, by the way, and she said, okay, we're all set. I said, and can we now get on? Oh, yes. Like she tried to sleaze me on it, right?
Oh,
and
yeah.
I said, no.
No.
And as we are walking through the door, I hear, ladies and gentlemen, at this point, we don't have a choice. All of your bags will have to be checked. And I'm like, what do you think of that? What do you think of that? And now the 30 people that are in line that are going to all have to be checked, and it's going to take them another 40 minutes to get on the plane. But
yep.
we made it on. So on this flight, the guy with neck tattoos, face tattoos, he's got the thing where they stretch the skin around that little hoop
in
his earlobe.
The yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And he's got a real attitude. And he's carrying what looks like it could have been what's the thing that the teachers in music class used to play that was the triangular thing? Was it a you know the thing where they
a stringed
press the
instrument?
Harpsichord?
Like a string.
It's an auto harp.
An auto harp where they he has something covering being, and it's not covered by a blanket or any proper case. It's like covered by a sweatshirt.
Ugh.
And he's making this big stink about this thing. I don't know whether it's a piece of art, whether it's some sort of tattoo device. I don't
right.
know. But he's making, and this guy's going back and forth. And he's got this terrible attitude because he's boarded the plane last.
Mm-hmm.
And he's copping his little tude. And I guess they accommodated him because he went by us and we were in row 20.
Probably
and,
scared of him.
Because I popped for the leg room. I popped for the leg room on the flight.
Mm-mm.
And so they go by. Thank you for the applause. Thank you. Thank you very much for the
this
applause.
This man has no luggage and he can stretch out all day.
So the same dude, we get to the gate in Houston. We have a little lunchy lunch because they've got iPads you can order on. Yeah, anyway, that's a different story. And so
that you can eat.
We you can eat. And I have the gumbo. Carla and I split some wings.
Yeah.
Because the goal was, you know, this is the last chance. This is our last
right.
hurrah. We're not going to be able to eat when we get back. So
do you
the
eat
wings,
it on the plane while you wait?
No, no. We were eating before. We were eating before.
I'd like to check this gumbo, please.
Well, I've seen wings on a plane before.
Of course.
And then we chill out.
How
we're
does
waiting.
It fly if it doesn't have wings?
And as we're waiting, are you all right?
I'm fine.
And then as we're waiting, the guy shows up again. Tattoo man. It's like, hey, it's the guy from the circus again. Look at this. He's over here.
He could be a rapper. It's very popular these days.
Who knows what he is? But he's got an attitude. He's got an attitude a mile long. He's about 3 feet tall, too. It's like, hey, okay, Pip. You know, hey, Pipsqueak. You know, hope you make it on with your recorder or whatever the excuse me.
John, what are you doing?
I'm sorry. Sorry.
Hey, careful with that zither there.
I know it's not Macklemore.
So then he gets to the gate and his buddy says, you got your boarding pass? And he starts looking in his stuff.
Oh no.
He has a cluster.
Oh no.
And he's up at the gate. He said, I don't know. Where's it? He's carrying his thing really delicately.
Sure.
Making a real big production of it. And I'm watching this hump and he's got the thing. And then he's up at the gate and you hear, yeah. And then the last I heard was I hear, F this, F you, this is effing BS, this is effing, he's walking away. Because they won't let him get on the plane because he doesn't have his boarding patch. Kind of a standard airline thing.
You know what I mean? He has one job. He has to go from the lady that looks at your driver's license to get to the gate. You have that one piece of paper. That's it.
That's it. And you're not getting on a plane without it unless you go back to the original gate. You get back to ticketing.
Yeah.
Then they might be able to double check with your ID, but they can't do it at the gate.
Mm-mm.
That's BS like that. And he's like, rah, rah. I said, okay, see you later, tattooed man.
You know what you should have said?
I don't think he made it on the plane.
You should have said, hey, excuse me, Squirt, do you know that you could actually carry that on your cell phone? I'm getting on now. I have extra leg room.
Yeah, well, I would think that would be the backup.
Excuse
my
gumbo.
On your cell phone.
Yeah. Yeah. And I would think if he's a hip fellow, he would have it on his cell phone.
Can my wing sit in your seat?
Yeah, he was, yes. Anyway, we'll be able to have that tattooed man there. And anyway, if he lives here, he'll be hunting me down. All right, we have to take a break. We've got lots more fun, and we have lots to talk about.
Oh, so much.
So much happened, everybody. Ah, what a good time it was. Yes, sir. Hope you enjoyed it as much as we enjoyed it. Next year, hope we can get everybody there in Las Vegas, Nevada. How's your Vegas? I'm not familiar with Vegas throat.
No.
I'm not at all familiar with Vegas throat yet.
Can we play a game?
We'll take a break. Come back with more fun. Bye.
So deep in my...
The Mike O'Mara Show. Live. Las Vegas, Nevada. America.
Thank you very much.
I want to thank you.
Thank you, baby.
Thank you.
I sure appreciate your listening.
Thank you. Thank you.
Appreciation.
That's very cool. Who did that?
I made that last night.
Wow, really? You really? Way to go, Rob. Nice job.
I was thinking, I said, you know what? We need to make sure we know how much we appreciate the fact they made the trip.
That is awesome. Thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by Alex Papp. Alex, where was Alex? Did Alex come to the show?
Fell ill.
He's sick. He didn't make it.
He said, that's a shame. He goes, we're about to drive down. We don't want to get everybody sick. We're calling it.
It was a very, very courteous decision, but a disappointing one.
Yes. Yeah.
Next time, Alex. Alex Papp is the ding-dong daddy of NorCal Realtors. We love him. And if you're a Northern Californian, Alex Papp loves you, too. He wants you to buy a home. Analysts predict that interest rates will rise by the end of the year, so right now is the best time to buy. Let Alexander Papp show you how. See what Papp has on tap. Alexander makes it easy, from finding your perfect home to writing an aggressive offer, working through the home inspections, and even finding you the best lender for your loan and pre-approval. Alexander Papp is rated 5 out of 5 stars on Zillow, Trulia, and Realtor.com. Stop looking at homes online. Give Alex a call on his personal cell phone, 916-276-2129. That's 916-276-2129. You can rap with Papp.
Yes.
Mm-mm. Rap with it, man.
Hey, man.
Alexander Papp is licensed in the entire state, but focuses exclusively on Northern California, from Gold River to Folsom to Granite Bay to Rancho Cordova.
Cordova.
Hope I pronounced all those correctly, and everywhere in between, because I don't want to read another.
Mike didn't pronounce the Northern California. Mike Dice didn't pronounce the Northern California names the right way. Bad.
Bite me.
Rancho Cordova.
It makes you want to clap for Papp. So stop renting. Call Alex, the NorCal Realtor, today, 916-276-2129. BRE 01986031, Prado Real Estate. It's a snap with Papp.
Yay!
And we thank you. All right, let me see. I got to definitely look at my sheet here so I make sure I get everything in the order. There is a sentence that I actually jotted down second on my list of things I wanted to talk about. Mm. There is a sentence that if it never comes out of my wife's mouth again, it will be fine with me. There is something she said all weekend.
More than once?
Will be fine. Oh, more than 10 times.
Wow.
It will be fine if she never. Now, let me explain. When you're doing one of these weekends and you're doing a live show and you have family coming into town and you have to get from point A to point B and you have to have lunch with your family and you have to have a dinner with your family and then you have to be at a sound check and then you have to be at your second show that you're doing with the guys that are doing the show that are associated with you, and you do your regular live show and you want to be there on time and you want to make sure they get the right amount of rest and you want to get ready for the show and you didn't bring the right amount of clothing because you left too late and you ran late and you didn't have the right clothing, so you have to get yourself one extra shirt because you didn't pack for the 3 days you packed, so it gets all messed up. And there's one sentence that I don't want to come out of my wife's mouth ever again, and this is what it is. The words are, you need to relax. You need to relax. Carla, no, I don't. I don't need to. If I relax, it all turns to shit. So I don't relax. The reason this is the way it is because I don't relax. I want it to be good, and I care. That's why. And so does everybody that works with me. We all care, so we don't relax. If we relaxed, we'll be the guys that just put two microphones up on a stage and show up like they're so scary funny that everybody's just going to go, ha, 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 ha. We're not stand-up comedians. We are disc jockeys. So we have to have a few bells and whistles mm-hmm. to prop up our program.
Now, when she tells you to relax, does it ever move the meter? Does it ever make you any less relaxed or any more relaxed?
It makes me less relaxed.
It makes you more tense.
I answered no like Dennis Murphy. And by the way, it was great to see Dennis Murphy. 40 years, it seems like, doing Dennis Murphy material.
50 years
mm-hmm. of doing Dennis Murphy jokes in one evening. Justin Schlegel from 98 Rock in Baltimore did the finest Dennis Murphy material I have ever heard. I was laughing about that. I am still laughing about that.
Yes.
I'm not going to give it away, but I told him backstage, I said, Justin, that you did the Dennis. That was the great. It was all brand new.
How did we ever miss that angle?
Well, you know what? All I know is I was laughing about the, you know, get that burrito out of my face.
I know.
Forever.
And Dennis the amazing thing is that Dennis was in the front row, which was shocking.
Dennis was in the front row.
And you know what? I want to apologize for not playing into Dennis's plan during our show. As we were about to go into the closing number, literally the closing number,
When he decided he wanted to get attention?
Well, he walked from all the way from the left side of the theater down to the front to cross in front of the stage and back up the other aisle. And not subtly.
He was waving a towel.
Yeah, I mean, he might as well have been setting up like a roadside flares. Like it's been an accident.
See it, Rob.
And you know what?
We
did not give you what you wanted, Dennis, but maybe next time.
He got it at the Murder Mystery Show. That show had a lot of moments. And I was dog tired. I was so burned out, hungover, tired, burping up Chinese food. I was just sitting there going, how are you? But to the listeners who were so sweet and so kind to me in that theater and who walked up to me, and then Justin Schlegel, who embarrassed the hell out of me. I mean, he was so nice.
I couldn't read it. Does he like you or not?
Justin. It's a mutual admiration society, because I think Justin is one of the funniest guys. He riffed on Dennis Murphy like nobody should riff, and then he riffed on that lady who played Sloane Peterson.
Yes,
and her boyfriend. That made me laugh out loud too. Yeah. When he said your voice has tatas, that was funny. Funny is, look, there are funny people and they're not funny. Justin Schlegel is just a plain funny.
He can't help it.
Radio is blessed to have that guy in the business. And he was super, super kind to the point of making me embarrassed, which is very, very hard to do.
It's amazing how much of that show he carries. I mean, the show is 90% him running and talking, and he's the best at it.
Fantastic.
That's it. The rest of you guys, God love you, except the big guy that worked with you.
Eric Woodworth.
You got to keep Eric up there.
Oh, yeah.
Eric is good. You know, as far as Joe and, Joe's behind the scenes, right?
Yes, yeah.
And then you were on stage.
Yes.
And you contributed to that comedy show with a wonderful singing performance.
And a dancing performance.
And Rob does the opener. Rob Mayer comes out and opens it, and so he's good. But the rest of that show, you and Rob ought to just go back to like a 7-Eleven and get a hot dog or something. Because you know
it's funny. You should
really
say that.
There's really nothing for you to do. You're just standing there. That's a little. I could retool that show a little bit if you had me. You know, for about 20 minutes, I'd say, you know, Rob and Joe, you know, let them. Multiple costume changes perhaps might be.
It's funny you would ask about that. I could leave and go to a hot dog, because I asked if I could, and they denied me.
Lots of great food in Las Vegas, but it was special.
We haven't even talked about this off air. How was your sister? What was your sister's reaction? Who was kind enough to come?
Yeah, because she's been on the show like via telephone and when we were in Maine, but this is the first time she's been in a live
Kathy
setting.
Kathy is funny, and Kathy's smart, and Kathy's fearless. So Kathy can handle any situation. And Kathy made some kind of comment about, I wish we could change that material after a while. I guess that I've gone to that well with her with the subject matter.
Was this pre or post?
This is post.
She doesn't listen to the show every day.
No,
obviously.
You think? Yeah,
so
right, exactly.
Whenever she's involved with the show, if you hit on common ground that you share with her, does she think that the 80, 90% of the time that she's not on the show, the months and months between the shows, we're telling the same stories even while she's not there? No.
I thought she was extremely funny. And
she was great.
Look,
she killed.
She'll never let on, but she had a really, really wonderful time. And then they treated us to this fantastic, like super expensive dinner on Saturday night. Before
was it an actual dinner
80s.
Or a picture of a dinner?
It was a real dinner.
See?
It was she loves that too.
Oh,
it was a great dinner, but it was like a one-star Michelin restaurant in Wynn Hotel and Casino but it's a Chinese restaurant. So it's like upscaled. I've never been to an experience like that where they did this. And they bring out all the bells and whistles. But at the end of the day, it's still Chinese food, right?
Right.
It really is. It's the same rules apply and it's the same stuff. So I'm going like at the theater, and we got people close talking because we're in the audience with them. That was what we said, that the meet and greet for our show was going to be the night after at the murder mystery show. And I've got people every single time. At one point I'm sitting there, and then we had this like garlic beef dish, and we're sitting there getting ready to start the show. Yeah. And I'm next to Carla, and I go and Carla says, "What in the name of God was that?" I said, "What?" I said, "Can you smell that?" I said, "What?" I burped. He said, Carla's looking at me going, "Oh my God." And at that moment, a woman goes, Mike, come here for a second.
No.
And I know that I was like, I know people were experiencing a Chinese kitchen that were standing around me. There's nothing I could do about it.
Got the La Brea tar pits gurgling in
and
your gut.
And I'm walking back from the theater. I swear to God, I'm walking back to the hotel after we met no short of like 50 people, with close talking. And I said, "How you doing?" She says, "I think you had some soy sauce at the corners of your mouth." I was like, "Are you kidding? You didn't tell me this?" It's just me. I don't know that there are things hanging on.
Mike, I'm sorry. So there's an egg roll. There's an egg roll on your shirt.
All that.
Yeah. You have a dumpling in your ear.
Is that duck?
We had duck. Quack, quack.
Oh, wow. Was there duck?
Oh, by the way, when I wrote my brother-in-law, because we had to leave early to make it over to the show, so he paid, and then I split, and I said, "Sorry, we had to duck out." Get it?
And then his reply was an itemized receipt.
thank you. But it was great, and I said, so I got Justin embarrassed me. That's cool. But we have to wrap this segment up with who wins. And this is Rob. You know, there's a clear winner.
Yes.
Who wins the drunkest cast member award, ladies and gentlemen? Where's the timpani? Let's get
please.
It. The winner of the drunkest cast member goes to, I give you, Oscar Santana. Oh my goodness gracious, Oscar, you here, Schlegel, and now I'll call him Schlegel. Schlegel gives me his phone and shows me a picture he took. I don't know if you saw this, Rob, where Oscar is in some restaurant.
Oh yeah, we saw it together actually backstage.
Okay, in the wee hours, and he is on his back, completely laid out in the restaurant, and he is looking at his phone.
Yeah.
And he's looking at his phone like there's a text message, but he is looking at the back of his phone.
Yeah.
He is looking at the back of his phone. Now, in the wee hours, right before we were going to breakfast, now we had stayed out all night. Carla and I are on our way to breakfast, and we're sitting down in, we ended up in the Bellagio Hotel and Casino.
Yes.
And we're having breakfast, and you.
I wasn't ever in the Bellagio.
I know you were.
Oh,
hi, listen.
Oh, sorry.
Listen to
you ended up.
Hey, but you know what's funny? He said that with a trace of doubt.
I was.
I don't know what's going on. You sent us you FaceTimed us.
Oh, okay.
And you FaceTimed us, and all I saw was you were unbuttoning your shirt and you were showing your nipples to
Carla.
Mike,
was fascinating. Do you know that...
Yeah, that's in his people's way of saying he loves
the
you.
The amount of pressure...
Oh, it's hysterical, and it's loving, and
do you know the amount of pressure you felt going into the show?
Yes.
And you know how like you like telling people the amount of pressure that you're under?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I like doing the opposite of that, and I was under the similar amount of pressure because I had set this whole thing up.
You did. Hopefully I've given you full credit.
So the pressure that was released for me after the show was done and people enjoyed themselves.
Absolutely.
How did the pressure that you released compare to the pressure Mike released after the Chinese dinner?
I can't compare the two. One is organic and I think the other is actually man-made.
Man-made?
Yes.
After that video, did you make your way to your hotel room after that video?
No, I think if the timeline serves me as I had to go back to Facebook to see where and how things happened.
Oh, like the movie Memento.
And my hotel bill.
Yeah.
And my credit card bill to see.
Were you with anybody? Because I saw a lot of you.
I would like to thank two very special women that stayed up with me all night.
Okay.
And really made this happen.
Yeah.
All right.
And it's Robin Ferguson.
Awesome.
Who's a 10. Good. And Kathy Spiewak, which is a 10.
Yeah.
Yes, your
Kathy
father's
made
wife.
Kathy made it past me. Made it past me. I only made it to about 6:30.
She roared.
They were so sweet and nice.
And she was so sleepy the next day.
Yeah, she didn't make it to the murder mystery.
No. I think she had some reading to do.
Oscar did, and Oscar was the murderer, which is very, very
yeah.
Cool.
And Oscar had a
couple
great
blowing anything by letting
on stage entrances and exits.
Yes,
it was always a thrill. You never knew from where Oscar was going to enter.
If I'm going back in that process, I think I hit my door around 9:30, and Shannon's like, "Where were you?" I said, "I thought we talked." And we may or may not have, I'm not sure. But I said, I'm going to bed. I have to get the dice and the lights back in a few hours. We're going to work this out.
And you do blow off your steam better than anybody else. Carl and I were on the floor laughing when you were sitting at that place.
So, no, but I will say that.
Papa!
Yeah. And he's got his shirt open.
Yeah.
Like
that. That was the feeling. It was. He was just like, thank God the show went off without a hitch. Thank goodness all the moving parts.
Yeah, it's an amazing feeling.
Worked out. And the people that were in that. I was talking to the sound guys that afternoon before the murder mystery. And I said, did you at any point feel like we were in a game show? And the guy looked at me and goes, that's what I told him.
Oh, that's so
great.
That's
what I told him. Like, we are producing a game show right now.
Yeah.
The way people would react to the wheel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And to get what you get. Like, that was so much fun.
It was great.
I think we had a great time. And, you know, there's stuff we can do again. And I love that. That's when I know it's been a good show. Good time was had by all. And to the people at Zappos again, thank you for that. We have not etched it in stone, but I'll tell you, it would take a lot of people are speculating that based on what I said, that it could be in Florida. It could be in Las Vegas again. It could be in Northern California. It could be back in D.C. We don't know yet. We'll let you know what's happening. But I'll tell you, if somebody knocked on my door, if this decision was made by one individual.
Yes.
If Mrs. Michael O'Mara was responsible for choosing our venue, we are book your flights to Vegas next year. She wants to go back badly.
Speaking of it, was it like about noonish when I brought you your computer back on Saturday?
Yeah, just
and
about noon.
I want you. We've worked together a long time, probably now over 26 years.
Yes.
Never have I gone into your room or your office or your home when you stayed perfectly horizontal for the entire visit.
Yeah, in my underwear.
In your underwear.
Hi, Rob.
On your bed. You said, I had so much fun last night. Yes. That was so great.
Thank you.
I looked at Carl. I said, did you have fun? And Carla said, if you're going to the lobby, I'm getting coffee with you.
They left and I went back to sleep. That's it. All right. We got to take a break. I got to come back. Oh, my God. Shocker. We're running late.
Yeah.
Yes, we are.
Cut the impression bit, Mike. Cut the impression bit.
The performance continues for me. I'll tell you all about something I'm doing this coming weekend because
they
just never stop giving. It's just the way it goes.
We're on tour.
Marvelous. Yeah, just marvelous.
The tour continues. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills on The Mike O'Mara Show.
You asked and we listened. Now you can listen on Spotify. In our never-ending effort to make it easier for you to access our content, The Mike O'Mara Show can now be streamed on Spotify, just another platform that gives you full TMOS access. So go grab the show and listen and spread the word. The more you know, the more we grow. TMOS on Spotify. Grab it.
Welcome back to The Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Trade Coffee. There's a chill in the air.
Yes.
It's the best time of year for a great cup of coffee. Whether you're a coffee nerd or just someone who loves a great cup, you need Trade Coffee. Carla's got hers in the kitchen right now. Trade partners with 50 of the best roasters in the United States and features over 400 unique coffees that they deliver right to your door. Even better, your coffee is roasted only after you order it. That's fresh, fresh. Best you've ever tasted. Trade has the coffee you need. If you're a coffee novice, never fear. Just go to drinktrade.com. They have a simple 6-question quiz and a magic algorithm that will match you up with the perfect coffee for your palate. And it really makes you a better coffee connoisseur, Rob Spiewak.
Not only is it delicious, brewing this stuff is a sensory overload. Mm. It smells so good because
that's the freshness factor,
exactly what you want coffee to smell like, because it's right for you. Love it.
If you're the novice, before you know it, you'll have a list of choices all perfectly suited to you. Before you know it, it's fantastic. Perfect coffee, perfectly matched to you, and as fresh as can be. Perfect is easy at drinktrade.com. Trade Coffee is so excited for you to give them a try. They're going to knock 50% off any bag of coffee you like when you place your first order. Just go to drinktrade.com and use the promo code TMOS. Remember, that promo code is TMOS, and you get half off a bag of coffee. We got a lot of coffee drinkers in our audience, some of them that might have started in Las Vegas. And I will tell you, please right now, go and get your first order at drinktrade.com. If you're a coffee lover, this is your fine client. And we are very, very happy for you. Sponsor, I should say. Not client. I don't like client. I don't like that word. Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Yes, the performing continues.
Yes.
This weekend, I will be at the Northport Symphony. Performing with the symphony in a wonderful piece by Aaron Copland.
Oh, of course.
Called Lincoln Portrait. Ooh. Where I will be your humble narrator. I've been offered the choice of a suit or a tuxedo, and I'm not quite sure what I will be wearing.
But, what is it? A weekend? It's a weekend show.
After watching you in your tuxedo, your tuxedos look so much better than mine. My tuxedos always look like I put a tuxedo and it looks like SpongeBob SquarePants painted, just filled his yellow in with a Sharpie, with a black Sharpie. That's what my tuxedos always look like.
Is it a weekend show? Because
it's a Sunday. It's a Sunday matinee.
Mike, traditionally
it's a Sunday matinee. Let me hold on just a second.
Traditionally, you don't wear a tux on Sunday.
Let me give you the prime demo. Here they are. This is my prime demo getting out of the car. I'm playing this sound again. Hey, who is that young man?
It's traditional to wear a suit for a Sunday show. One time I saw Sinatra on Sunday, and he wore a suit.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Coat and tie.
All right, very good. All right.
What is the plot? Is it pre-assassination or post-assassination?
Everybody plays a role, and you have to figure out who the murderer is. But I'll tell you what, it's John Wilkes Booth.
It's a musical piece, and then it's just got a little description of Abraham Lincoln and a little bit of what he said, his words that he said.
Are you reading as Lincoln?
It's very brief. Huh?
Are you reading as Lincoln?
No, I'm reading it as me.
It's Lincoln's words, right? Because if you wanted to, you're a clever mimic, and not many people know this, but this is one of my favorite facts from Lincoln, passed on from my father. Did you know that Abraham Lincoln, it is in the historical records, he had a high nasally voice?
Well, that's what Daniel Day-Lewis played when he played in the movie. It starts out, "Fellow citizens, we cannot escape history." That's what he said.
Uh-huh.
That is what Abraham Lincoln said. And if I have this voice, I'll take it down. This has been done by some very famous baritones. Gregory Peck did this. Also, James Earl Jones did this. Mm-hmm. So perhaps we go, "Fellow citizens, we cannot escape history. That is what he said. Now piss off." Anyway, that's great. That'll be.
At any point, do you get to say
thank you to?
Does Lincoln say? But what about the
Romansky,
boy?
Robert Romansky, the maestro of the Northport Symphony. Very, very nice.
The second maestro that you've worked with.
Well, I had lunch with him, and he went over everything, and then I have not heard from him. So I'm a little nervous about that. I'm sure he's fine, but I haven't heard from you, Robert. And, feel free to, drop me a text or something like that. I am planning on coming to both the rehearsal and the show. So I'll see you
for
Sunday.
Both.
Yes.
I think it's 3:00-ish. I think that it's Northport. I guess you probably have this information.
I'm sure it's on the web.
I'll have it for you before I do it, because I think maybe tickets will be available. Most of the tickets have been sold, but I hope, I'm not sure. I don't know any of things.
Can you do a little bit of it? Just like maybe like one of the small parts in the middle when you're on stage. Can you do Gregory Peck? I love when you do Gregory Peck. All right. This is great. This is great. This is like, you know, getting a real
story. This is great.
A cast of thousands and one man.
No personal significance or insignificance can spare one or another of us the fiery trial through which. What about the boy?
Yeah, I was going to say.
What about the boy?
Didn't Lincoln lost a child, I think, when he was in the White House.
He was born in Kentucky, raised in Indiana, and lived in Illinois. And this is what he said. This is what I mean.
But I said yes because it looked like a fun thing to do, and I've never done anything like that. And I love performing with musical people, and that's how I met one of my best buddies, Colonel Michael Colburn of the Marine Band, and then our great friend Jim Villani,
who
you performed with.
Yeah, this is your third maestro you have an alliance with.
There's only one piece of live theater that maybe before I die I may attempt to do, and I'm not sure, but I have always wanted to play Tevye in Fiddler on the Roof, think it's a pretty big undertaking, and I'm not sure that I would have the time to.
It's an undertaking, but I tell you what,
pursue my leisure activities and do that.
I've seen, as they say, Fiddler. I've seen Fiddler a couple times, and always I'm amazed that Tevye gets all the show-stopping numbers, but but all the work is shouldered by the supporting cast in that.
That's true,
and you know, so you probably could do it. You have to be a charismatic, over-the-top lead.
If you made it to the live show, Rob Spiewak is still in prime live theater mode because your home movies were we had TMOS home movies and really that's a one and done because we're not going to be able to do that again.
Yeah.
That's all we have. Burn that segment out. But your theater work, that was well documented. Whoever you were loved. You were loved. Kathy and I were talking at dinner how there's no photographic evidence that we ever existed. My sister and I from my year. There are like three photographs from my entire childhood.
Well, I've always said that
they're more of my father. You know, they're more of my father.
Yeah.
Because they came from one of these like well-to-do Irish families where photography was the big sign of status. Hmm. And there are pictures of him everywhere. You know, there are two pictures of me. One, I'm wearing a cowboy hat and cowboy boots in the backyard on a hill. And Mom, like, took the picture and that's it. There are more pictures of my mom than me.
I've always said that if like aliens came and discovered our culture and found a photo album from my parents' childhood, they'd say, this is an odd bunch of people that all they do is celebrate Christmas or go to the beach. Because that's the only time my family took pictures, Christmas and summer vacation. There's no like candids of anything. And it was just very dumb luck that I found there's only those two DVDs that I burned from VHS tapes.
Yes.
Because the plays we saw last night, or the clips we saw, were from 87 and 89. It's a long time ago.
Three nights ago. And by the way, thank you for doing all that legwork
to
get that done. We also realized that there was a Russian hitman in one of the pictures.
That's fantastic. True. At my Easter.
Yes.
And we all lived to tell about it.
It was fun. We had a great time. And we have to say it one last time. Thank you to everybody that came out. And, listen, I don't want to... I took it personally, okay? And I don't want to belabor it, but I will say it one last time. For those of you that, for whatever reason, whatever your motivation was, hopefully something bad didn't come up, but there's some of you that you look, I know that there are a lot of people like that have a legitimate reason that they bought a ticket, and then at the last minute something came up. But Rob, you know, just like I know, that there are a few of those people that had the ticket and just didn't want to go through the hassle.
Yeah.
They just didn't want it, but they wanted, but they didn't want the hassle.
Well, here's what we did. We explained there was a finite number of tickets. That's how many we have. And after that, there's no more. We're not going to add any more. There are the certain segment that think, well, it's not that I really want it, but I just don't want someone else to have something I don't have.
I agree with you, Oscar. I don't know where you line up on this one, but you know.
But that's what I feel. That's how I think what happened.
I agree with you that does happen. But I also have, I think that happens for all shows. Let me couch it with that.
I totally agree that happens with all shows.
I realized that last year at the House of Blues where they said, well, our average here is 20%. 20% of the people that buy tickets don't come to these shows for every show. That's their average.
That high?
In New Orleans. Because in New Orleans, people, like in Vegas, black out and don't end up at shows.
And people pass away.
They just don't go out. They just don't. They end up getting derailed during the day. They don't make it to the show they paid for.
But the weird thing is, Mike, if you go to a New Orleans coroner, they're always 20% up.
So if it's that in Vegas... I mean, if it's not in New Orleans, what could it be in Vegas with all the distractions during the day when you have an evening show?
That's true.
I have a gut. I have a gut, as my wife mentioned on stage as well. But I have a gut, like a true gut, that says there are people there that came to Vegas.
That didn't make it to the show.
Got within 600 yards of the venue and just said, I just couldn't make it on time.
They flew in. Yeah. They had a great time for 3 days and said, oh my God, I'll watch it on video.
Well, I'm thinking more in terms of the people that didn't make it out to Vegas. If you didn't, boy, the next one, come to the next one because these are great. We have as much fun as you do. And wow, thanks to everybody and to all our Hall of Fame members that we named three new people to the TMOS Hall of Fame.
So much fun. So much
Jolene
fun
White
to do that.
From Las Vegas, Lena Gilmore from the great state of Maryland, and Mr. Jim Amato from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Really, and they all were thrilled. I was so happy with our choices this year. They were fantastic.
And,
really,
you know,
that was wonderful.
As with last year, but it was somehow more exciting this year. They didn't know it was coming, and no one knew who was going to be selected. So when you started reading the descriptions, and they start with vague notions about them and get more specific, and you could watch the audience figure out who was about to get inducted, there was real electricity in the air, and it was very exciting.
And the cool thing is, now, they don't even know it yet, but two of the three of the Hall of Fame members, just in tradition, will not show up for the following year's show. That's the way that goes. Salute.
It's in the paperwork they signed.
Yeah, we gave it a little more thought this year. Anyway, we'll take a break, and we'll come back with the news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Connecting is everything. Slacking is nothing.
Mailbag.
It's all about you.
Mailbag.
Birthdays.
Hooray.
Anniversaries.
Don't F it up.
Stories.
Be interesting.
Shtick.
Be funny.
Feedback.
If you ain't bitching, you ain't breathing.
Email Rob.
To me.
At MikeOMaraShow.com.
TMOS.
Your thoughts to our ears through Mike's mouth.
Creepy.
Most Tuesdays on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Mailbag.
Stay in the know. Mailbag.
Mailbag.
By TMOS.
By the bonus.
There it is. that one ends. I never know when it's over. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Here's a fact. I've never had a better shave than the shave I get with my Harry's. The best blades, the best shaving gel, the best of everything. Harry's traveled with me to Las Vegas, traveled with me back home. I love my Harry's.
How great is the travel case for Harry's that comes when you buy it?
I took mine was mine. I'm sorry, but I dropped the ball on the travel case.
Oh, it was
I put
great.
My Harry's razor in a Ziploc bag, Rob. That's my travel case. That's how fancy I am.
Also
you have one?
Great. Yes, the travel snaps on, keeps your blade clean and dry. Perfect.
I didn't know that. I should bring it. I think it's lying around here somewhere. I got like 15 of them. I've got like Harry's blades everywhere. I do. I swear to God, they're everywhere. I love them.
Well, because you don't have to blow through them.
That's right. They last forever.
I love them. Harry's knows that switching razors isn't easy, so they created a trial offer. Claim yours by going to harrys.com/TMOS. Harry's founders, fed up with overpaying for expensive razors and unnecessary features. That's why they bought a factory. It's fantastic. They sell directly to you over the internet. Harry's could offer their blades at just $2 per blade compared to $4 or more for the leading brand. Plus, if you don't love your shave, let Harry's know within 30 days, and they will give you a full refund. Here's the special $13 value trial set that comes with everything you need for a close, comfortable shave. The weighted ergonomic handle, 5-blade razor with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, and, as Rob mentioned, a travel blade cover that he used.
Loved it!
On the way to Vegas. Our listeners can redeem their trial set at harrys.com/TMOS. Make sure you go to harrys.com/TMOS to redeem your offer and let them know that I sent you to help support this show. Start saving while you're shaving.
I got it
right. There we go.
News.
Boo.
Alec Baldwin.
Was arrested Friday for allegedly punching a guy near his home in Greenwich Village. That's a she address.
It is.
Greenwich Village. Over a parking spot. TMZ says Alec had a guy standing. I'm sorry, I thought it was Greenwich, Connecticut. Greenwich Village is kind of cool. It's a neat place.
It is.
My daughter works very close to there. TMZ said Alec had a guy standing at his spot to hold it for him. Well, that's bad. That's wrong. I give Alec the buzzer on that one because you just don't do that.
Was it Stephen Baldwin?
I'm not sure. So another man swooped in and stole it. So Alec got out of his car and slugged him. But TMZ also says there's surveillance video showing the two men in a shoving match. which could make this mutual combat rather than assault. Hmm. And a mutual combat is apparently not a crime, which is legit.
Yeah.
Innocent or not, Baldwin was booked on misdemeanor charges of assault and harassment and given a November 26 court date. After his arrest, Alec tweeted, quote,
the assertion that I punched anyone over a parking spot is false.
Good voice for Alec Baldwin today.
I was going to play this in the audio vault, but it fits better here. They asked President Trump about the Baldwin situation, and he handled it in a wonderful way.
Alec Baldwin, he punched somebody out during a parking dispute.
I wish him luck.
I wish him luck.
No, he doesn't. He's lying.
I don't even think that the president heard the question. Yeah. I wish him luck. Goodbye.
Saturday Night Live had its moments Saturday. Actually, it was kind of funny. Some of the bits were really, really funny. The Democrats waiting for the election was hysterical for somebody who was a Democrat.
Oh, the film piece? The film piece was awesome, yeah.
Really, really good. All their film pieces are good. Their live stuff sucks. On Saturday Night Live this weekend, Pete Davidson did a skit where he gave his first impressions of candidates in tomorrow's elections just by looking at pictures of them, and he made the really dumb decision to include Dan Crenshaw. Dan is a former Navy SEAL who lost an eye serving in Afghanistan in 2012 and now wears an eye patch. Now, here's the thing. I think you could get away with the joke if you had said, by the way, this man served valiantly, but now I think he looks like...
The wording was odd.
What he did was he punted it because he's a dope. I'm sorry. And he's too cool for school, and he's gotten way too much fame because he got that wonderful Ariana Grande. And that's to me, hey, Lorne, I know you love fame more than anything. I know you love that, but you got to chill on this guy. He ain't all that. And he made a really bad call. And you're going to see, you know what Lauren's going to do? Now I think we're going to put him on the back bench again.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is probably what's going to happen.
I have the actual tape of the joke if you want to hear how he phrased it.
No, I don't want to play it. I'll say what it is.
Good enough.
Rob and I source the same material.
Oh, no, you don't say.
He gets it for his audio vault. I get it for my thing. Pete said that he looked like a hitman in a porno movie, which is a funny
line. It's a good notion, yeah.
But then he added, and this is the way he said it, I'm sorry, I know he lost his eye in war or whatever. Yeah. No, you dip. I mean, really, especially a Navy SEAL, the level of courage. I'm sorry. I'm somebody who, it's just, that pissed
Mike,
me off.
Mike, you hit the nail on the head if, as you mentioned, if he actually had the context.
Yes, he didn't do it that way. Instead, he made the joke and it's like, whatever, because I'm so cool. I don't care if somebody fought in war. Yeah, and he plays that dumb thing, which is fake.
Yeah,
He's not that dumb the way he does it. Roseanne used to do that, too. The National Republican Congressional Committee demanded an apology, and Crenshaw tweeted that he's not easily offended, but, quote, vets don't deserve to see their wounds used as punchlines for bad jokes. And that was understated, and he's absolutely right. So, chill, Pete. And it's nice that he gave the glowing tribute to Ariana Grande after that. Get over that crap.
Hey,
all right, that was your 15 minutes.
He's got to hold on to that train as long as he can. Yeah, that's all he's got.
He's great when he does the self-deprecating humor. I think he's really, really good at that. It's been 9 months since the Eagles won the Super Bowl, and a report out of Philly says that the city is experiencing a surge in births that could be attributed to Eagles fans gleefully celebrating the win by making love. apparently, after the game, men were asking their significant others this question about condoms. They said, do you want a penis with or a penis without? That's a Philly cheesesteak joke. Thank you. I'm here all week. According to a psychoanalyst named Steve McCowan, people who decorate for Christmas early are happier than people who wait for a more reasonable time to put them up, like, after Thanksgiving. Why? Well, here's the quote. In a world full of stress and anxiety, people like to associate with things that make them happy, and Christmas decorations evoke those strong feelings of childhood. They're simply an anchor or pathway to those old childhood magical emotions of excitement. So putting up Christmas decorations early extends the excitement. I find nothing wrong with that.
I find everything wrong with that because if you do it too early.
Go ahead. Sorry about that.
You're not making it special. I mean, why not have a Christmas tree up all year round, Ed McMahon?
You are the unhappiest man on this cast. This makes sense that you would find it completely.
But he'll decorate. Will you decorate this year?
Yeah, I still. You know what? This is going to be.
He does it alone.
This year, I have to find. Yeah, I have to. I have to buy a tree this year because the pre-lit tree died last year.
Do you do it?
Well, the kids help.
Yeah, but I mean, but you put the dress. Yeah, why don't you let her do it?
Oh, then okay. I guess maybe we'll do Hanukkah this year then.
Okay. A company called Flipsy.
Let Katie do it.
Just analyzed what having a phone. Oh, thank you, Katie Powers. Yeah. Katie Powers Vaughn Herman. Thank you.
We would fly her in, but all the decorations would only go up 4 feet on the tree.
You know, I'm so happy. She had a blast. She had an absolute blast.
Katie, she did.
A company called Flipsy just analyzed what having a phone is going to cost you in your lifetime. And the answer is more. This is surprising to me. More than $75,000. Here's the breakdown. The phones, buying one every 2 or 3 years for 60 years, an average of $565 per phone for a total of $12,474.
That's low because you don't get an iPhone for that much money.
Your monthly bill for the next 60 years, $960 per year for a total of $57,600. Apps and accessories, $88 per year for a total of $5,280. Now, this study assumes that we'll still be using iPhones in the year 2078, and not just sending telepathic messages or whatever, duh. But it also uses today's prices, so it's not banking on inflation or general price increases. So let's just say it all balances out, and boom, 70 grand on phones.
It's actually 70 grand and $30 because they did not mention buying a case.
Buying a case for the phone.
You need to buy a case.
A hard case. And now a little something something. Police arrested a man they say was drunk when he jumped onto a horse and rode it to the track entrance at Churchill Downs. You know, I couldn't come back from a trip. I couldn't get back from a trip to Las Vegas without a hack joke. So I'm billboarding my hack joke.
That's good. Get ready, everybody.
Sorry about that. So he jumps on a horse, rides it to the track at Churchill Downs because it was Saturday evening, Breeders' Cup.
Yeah.
According to an arrest report, 24-year-old Michael Wells Rody sneaked into a restricted area of the track, mounted a horse and rode it out of the tunnel area and into the track entrance. When he was asked to leave, police say he became loud and disorderly. He was arrested and taken to Metro Corrections. He is facing charges of alcohol intoxication in a public place and disorderly conduct. If convicted of the charges, he could get up to 6 furlongs. Am I right, ladies?
There you go.
Sorry about that.
Thank you. Did not see it coming, though. Well done.
What a bang. What a boom boom. We'll take a break and come back with the audio vault of Rob Spiewak right here. I like my stupid jokes. Bye.
Imagine talking to a tiger, chatting with a cheetah.
Have you ever thought to yourself, I like my workplace, but it just isn't hostile enough? Well, boy, do we have the opportunity for you. The Michael Mara Show is looking for interns.
Not really.
You could be what we're looking for.
He's blazing the campaign trail.
Don't worry.
Big week for him.
Do you think you don't have the personality or drive to be in radio? Well, Mac is still working here. And if you're worried about a criminal record, Dan O'Brien's shirts are so tight, they ought to be illegal. Any and all crayon written resumes can be sent to rob@michaelmaraShow.com. The Michael Mara Show Intern Program. It exists because college credits cost us nothing.
Thank you, Dan. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by the TMOS Holiday Shopping Center. The time to start your holiday shopping is now, and it's easier than ever thanks to the TMOS Holiday Shopping Center, your holy trinity of retail bargains. Thank you for everybody that came up to me and told me you were using Macy's.com, Target.com, or Walmart.com. But wait, here's the best part. When you access these sites through the portal, you're supporting the Mike O'Mara Show. That's fun and smart. Plus, plenty of free parking and no lines. Just make sure to access Macy's, Target, and Walmart through their banners on our website. You can't miss them. So if you need it, buy it right now by clicking through at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Cost you nothing, means the world to us. Macy's, Target, Walmart, and TMOS, the only way to shop now. Go spend money. And let's open up the audio vault for today. Monday, November 5th, the Monday after the weekend that was 2018. Rob Spiewak, take it away.
We had a busy weekend, so I don't guess any of us made it to the movies this weekend.
Oh, no.
The number one movie in America, Bohemian Rhapsody, and the soundtrack is also, I believe, in the top five right now.
Okay.
And this I found very cool. You don't normally, on a motion picture soundtrack, especially one that features songs from a band, have the music that is like associated with the studio, like the fanfare, right? Well, the 20th Century Fox fanfare is included on the Queen soundtrack because they got it to be performed with Brian May and Roger Taylor. And you got to listen to this because they made this iconic piece of movie music.
So they
music.
Take the fanfare for the movie company.
Yeah.
Like the Paramount thing or whatever.
Yeah, but listen.
And they used Queen music?
Well, listen, they play it. It sounds like a Queen record.
Yeah.
So that's actually the first cut on the soundtrack album.
That's kind of cool.
I love that they did that.
The movie's doing really, really well.
And one other thing before we get off the Queen bandwagon, they're all over the place right now because the movie is getting, I'm seeing about two-thirds positive. I think anyone who likes the music is going to enjoy the movie.
I just hate the actor.
I do too. I don't, and I think that that's just, a lot of people have trouble with his.
I cannot stand that they used him. I think he is so,
I think a lot of people are saying that he might be the weak link, but the music and the engineering and the storytelling is very good. Okay. Brian May did a thing on YouTube. You don't realize all the vocals that go into the layering of Bohemian Rhapsody, the song. Listen to some of these high vocals that you don't know they're there, but they're part of that sound.
Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me.
That's one take.
Lightning, very, very frightening me.
And then one more.
Very, very frightening me. Very, very frightening me.
And then all together.
Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Isn't that great? Galileo!
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 Galileo,
let me go!
Oh, 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 yeah. But those, I never realized.
Has a firm on a vibe for me. For me.
For me! I didn't realize that they're literally screaming at one of those parts. I thought that was so cool. All right. Mm-hmm. Things have changed. Times have changed. Remember when it was a big deal when House of Cards would drop on Netflix?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it dropped. Did you know that? It's on.
Nope.
They've already got season six up right now.
Oh, thank you for bringing it up.
Yeah.
Where is it?
What?
I've got it over here.
Mm.
I've been watching this. This is my.
Here we go.
What is it? So I've been playing this game. This game right here, Call of
Duty Advanced Warfare.
Advanced Warfare.
The new guy?
You know who's all over it?
Hmm.
Kevin Spacey is like, oh, look, there it is.
Oh,
there he is.
Oh, no.
He's in it. You get Kevin's. It's weird.
Is that EA Sports? Who builds that?
Game. Let me see. This is Activision.
So Activision, they find about the news and they go, eee.
Oh, we already gotta tape that.
Yeah, that's bad
Power
news for them.
Changes everything. May I put my hand down the front of your pants?
I believe power changes everything is something he says backstage as well.
Yes, it does. Oh, I am a pervert.
But they've written him out. Francis Underwood. Hi, Francis. How are you?
How are you?
I'm sorry to know that your character is dead on House of Cards.
I'm now on a video game.
How's that working out for you?
Well, it's sad.
What joystick do you use to operate Claire?
All right, I'm sorry. All right,
good, Claire Underwood. So in the first episode, this is all they mention about Francis being dead in the first episode.
I am not the first president to face threats. I know with Francis, sometimes there were several a day. Is it about the same, what we're dealing with here?
It's significantly up.
By how much?
There are roughly four times as many threats on any given day since you took office. Now it's twice that since Francis died.
Mm. In the first episode, you only get the fact that he died in bed, but I actually did a little Google researching and I know that...
Don't spoil it for people.
It might not be that.
Mm.
But they do reveal this season how he died. It's shocking. Shocking.
It is shocking. That is...
But I don't know how it's going to work out for the series, Mr. President, but
well,
they
you
use...
You should.
Well, he lost his lover.
The bulk of the season...
And then she lost
the
her
bulk,
lover.
The bulk of the season is getting to the bottom of why and how
he died.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's kind of a murder mystery. Jimmy Kimmel had
it.
President... No, you did in the other one.
Yeah, I did the other one.
Mike, everyone gets to play a role in House of Cards, and it's hosted by Rob Mayer.
That's exactly.
It's a murder mystery. Jimmy Kimmel had President Obama on.
You're going to last word yourself out of this segment.
We got to make it, man.
You got to like follow up. You're going to last word yourself. We're running out of time here. Come on now.
Jimmy Kimmel had President Obama on the show. The best thing is I know you all are rooting for me, and that's what's keeping
yes.
you up.
You'll make it, Rob. You'll make it. You're almost there. You did a great job this weekend.
Killed it.
I love the fact that this is what the topic that Jimmy brought up with President Obama.
This is something that I've been working on. You know, you're not the only one that's civic-minded.
I know.
I go to drugstores or the supermarket,
right.
And this, for instance, is a receipt from CVS. This is a receipt right. for one Snickers bar.
Very long.
Let me see this. Seems to me
excessive.
Yeah, to be excessive. There's the Snickers bar up there, and the rest are just coupons and junk. Can you do something about this?
Actually, 25 cents off batteries.
So I don't know. Maybe he can. But poor guy. If you see any tape of. President Obama speaking last night, his voice is gone. He is busting his ass.
He's working hard.
Do you still get most of your news from WCAX Vermont?
I love WCAX.
At Channel 3 in Vermont.
Yeah. Certivision.
They
hope you had a good time in Hawaii. Thanks for sharing the pictures.
Aloha. Have you ever had a Mai Tai?
I don't need them. All right, go ahead.
Hot breaking story for Halloween in Vermont, Mike.
Police in St. Johnsbury wrapped up their investigation into a smelly Halloween mystery. They tell us a kid didn't get a treat. They got a bag of poop, but instead, it wasn't a trick. It turned out to be an accident. Late last night, city police told us they were investigating more than one case of poop handed out on Halloween. Today, they corrected that and said they only had one case. Chief Timothy Page tells us now he doesn't know how the poop got wrapped up and put in the kid's Halloween bag, but he says the investigation is over.
The investigation is over.
Great journalism, too. Great way to follow up, but way to give us all the details. You know,
only the best.
It wasn't a prank.
No.
But there was poop in the bag, but we don't have the answer as to why there was poop in the bag. Thank you, doctor. We appreciate that.
It was wrapped up.
It was wrapped up, yes, in a bow you can eat.
So I just want you to know, you're safe in Vermont. It was a one-time thing.
That's awesome.
WCX3.
Wow.
Getting to the bottom of things.
Journalist.
Ryan Reynolds, funny guy. Funny guy.
Yeah, he's very funny.
He is, starting to do the thing where they're sort of putting out the notices of Oscar consideration.
Yes.
For your consideration. Mm-hmm. He put out a video that is sort of not so much for him, but against Hugh Jackman. And he does it in a very good way. Well, let's close with this. This is like a political ad. This is great for Election Day tomorrow. This is from Ryan Reynolds.
Hugh Jackman's upcoming performance in The Frontrunner has fooled some people into thinking he deserves an award. But before voting begins, some people should consider these facts. Hugh Jackman isn't his real name. It's Hugh Michael Jackman. Hugh Michael speaks with a charming accent, but he's actually from Milwaukee. He then walked off the job on Wolverine, adding to unemployment. Is this the type of amazing actor and nice person we want delivering a preachy liberal speech this award season? Or maybe there's a real foreigner from a bordering country who would really love it a lot. Think before you vote, but definitely see The Frontrunner. I'm not Ryan Reynolds, and I approve this message.
Then there you go. That's his political ad. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Welcome home, everybody. Have a great Monday. Yeah.
Thank you all so much for Las Vegas. Onward and upward. Bigger plans for next year. We're going to have a great time. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. If you have a message for our Tuesday mailbag, send it to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Our mailing address, TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Tomorrow is the day. Listen, I called my daughter. Called my other daughter. Tell somebody you know. Tell everybody you know. It's your duty. Get out there and vote. It's not
hard. Give somebody a ride.
Come on now. Really, get out there and remember, it is the engine of freedom and democracy. I've been saying that to you for the better part of the summer and fall, and I sure hope that we get turnout like in Texas, where it's a record setting. That's pretty special. So everybody ought to vote. I wish everybody could vote. Everybody in America. That's the way it ought to be. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ooh, that's a bingo.
Come on, Todd.